Hi everybody, hope you're having a great day so far. Before you start today's episode, I just want to give you a small reminder to hit that subscribe button wherever it is that you're listening to today's podcast. And also, if you have the time, if you could feel free to leave us a review, that would help us out tremendously. There are some weird podcast algorithms that are out there. Too scientific for me to comprehend or explain, but it would help us out tremendously if you did that. Thanks for listening to the Northern Nerd Podcast. Summer break is almost upon us, and I think it's pretty fair to say that both students and teachers at this point are looking forward to relaxing and a little bit of time off. Don't get me wrong, I love teaching and I love being around kids, but there reaches a certain point in the school year where it's just time. Think of it like the drive home on a family vacation. Like, you already went to your destination, you already had a great time, great school year, and now you're on the way back, and it's like you're in the last hour of the road trip, but everybody's kind of getting on each other's nerves. I think that's the best way I can put it right now. You're all out of snacks, everybody's tired, and you just want to be home, or in this case, you just want it to be summer break. Now, I will say this, we are going to finish out the school year strong and do some fun things. We just had our science fair on Friday, and this Friday we're going to have field day, and we're going to get to do some extra stuff, try some different things out with this group of kids, and, you know, go on a third grade tour. There's a lot of fun things and still productive things that can happen within the last 2 weeks of the school year. So I want to say this, like, we're not finished yet, but we're on that home stretch. And for those of you that aren't teachers, you all know what it was like to go to school and experience like the anticipation of summer break. No more homework, no more tests, and you can just be. And as we reach the end of this school year, I want to take the time in this episode to look back at some of my favorite quotes from my first year of teaching and also talk about some of those first year of teaching experiences and things that I learned along the way. If you're a teacher listening to this, awesome. I hope you take a lot away from it. And if you're not a teacher listening to this, well, I hope you enjoy the stories and maybe get a little bit of insight on what it's like to be an elementary school teacher. And with that being said, let's get this thing started. Your first year of teaching will be one of the craziest times of your life. You're just trying to survive, just trying to get through, and you're there early, you're staying late, and you're just trying to keep your head above water. One of the first things you're going to encounter is getting your classroom all set up. In my first year, I was lucky enough and fortunate enough to have a teacher that was retiring that I knew pretty well. So I subbed in her classroom a little bit, and she asked me what I'd like to have kept there, and then also what she could get rid of. So that was nice to have that luxury because I had a classroom library all set up, ready to go. I also had a bunch of different files that she kept in her cabinet so I could make copies for like first day of school kind of activities, and then also having to do with holidays or the different curriculum that they had done in the past. So I was pretty much all set to go there. So I consider myself very fortunate. But for those of you that don't have that luxury, getting your classroom all set up the way you want it, it can be a big headache and a big cause for stress or anxiety. But even though I fell kind of into a fortunate situation, it was still interesting kind of getting my classroom set up the way I wanted it to, trying to organize where I wanted desks, how I wanted my classroom environment to look, what I wanted on the walls, what kind of posters I wanted to put up and things like that, just trying to create a welcoming environment. And my first year of teaching, I decided to go with like a cabin theme. Now, a lot of teachers might have a theme to their classroom. Maybe they have like a superhero theme to their classroom, or maybe they have something along the lines of like a beach theme or a Harry Potter theme or a Star Wars theme, or you fill in the blank there with whatever kind of theme that you'd like to. But my first year, I wanted to go with a camp theme because I'm from northern Wisconsin. There's a lot of people that have cabins up here and a lot of people that like to go camping. So I thought a camp theme would be a great way to start off my teaching career. So I set up Camp Hessel, and I cut out all these logs out of like construction paper and had them on the outside of my door, had Camp Hessel on the top. And then each table that I had in my classroom, I didn't have desks my first year, which is something I'll never do again. Tables did not work very well. But you know, you learn from that kind of stuff. So I set up each table as like a different cabin. So I had a table that had like a red cubby on it. They were the red cabin. a green cubby on it was the Green Cabin. You get the gist of it. So that was my first year trying to set up my classroom. And then on top of that, you're starting to learn the curriculum. So you're looking at your math curriculum and your reading curriculum and your spelling curriculum, and you're just trying to organize all of that and see how the best way it is that you're going to present that information to the students, and how you're going to make that just a positive experience, not only for yourself, but for your students, to make sure you do everything correctly. And then your lesson planning. So trying to make sure that you have everything planned out, ready to go. There's nothing worse than having like to run a copy of something that you forgot to, and there's a long line at the copy or it's jammed, which is something that I feel is universal throughout. Doesn't matter where you teach. If you teach in a small town, you teach in a big city, the copier always seems to be jammed right when you need it the most. And that's, I think that's something that a lot of teachers will struggle with at some point, whether you've been teaching for 10 plus years or it's your first year of teaching. Knowing your way around a copy machine makes you a very vital person to have in the school. So if you can figure out a copy, if you can figure out a jam, you're pretty important and you're a pretty valuable teacher to have in that school district. But like I said, your goal is to basically survive that first year. If you can get through that first year, that second year, that third year, it gets a lot easier. One of the things that I did was I probably stayed, we get out of our school day, the students get dismissed at 3:10. I would say most times I was there until 5 o'clock, just trying to make sure I was all set for the next day, and kind of reflecting on how the lessons went and things of that nature, but also getting there early too, to make sure I had, again, everything ready to go, that my slides were all ready. So that first year of teaching, I probably logged a lot of hours and probably worked a lot of overtime, but there's a point where you have to make sure that you're keeping it balanced. So I know you want to be like the perfect teacher and you want to make sure everything goes correctly, but you also have to have that work and life balance. And if you're staying really late and you're getting there super early, you're not going to be as ready for the day as you'd hope to be, or you're not going to give your students the best. You're not going to give maybe your partner the best when you get home, because you're not going to have the energy to. So it's important to make sure that you're finding those hobbies that kind of offset that work when you have a stressful day, when you have a long day, or just finding a way to slow down and relax at the end of the day is something that's vital to your success and your health as a person and as a teacher. So I would recommend trying to make sure that you still do your hobbies. Yes, you're going to spend some extra time, but also make sure you get to those hobbies as well and find those things outside of your teaching career that fuel your desire and your passion. And I think one of my favorite things from my first year of teaching were some of the field trips that we got to go on, and then also doing some of the emceeing for the Christmas concert. I think one of my favorite things is the Christmas concert, because the kids get all dressed up, they've been practicing their Christmas carols for a long time, and all their parents come into the gymnasium and the kids come in on the risers, and it's just an exciting time of year. And I got to MC during my first year of teaching. I got to MC the Christmas concert with my second grade teacher. So she still teaches in the district. And so we got to MC the concert together, and we kind of did it like a telethon, where after each song, the audience's claps rose our cheer meter. And then we were trying to get it all the way to the top. And it felt very fun. It felt like, you know, one of those announcers that's announcing the Macy's Thanksgiving parade. I felt like that. And I love watching that every year. So it kind of felt like that right around Christmas time. So that was a highlight of my first year of teaching. But during my first year of teaching, I also had COVID happen, and we closed down on St. Patrick's Day, I believe, was our last day with our students. And then we went virtual the rest of the school year. So that was a tough, your first year of teaching is going to be tough, but you throw in a pandemic and that makes it a lot more interesting. So that was a big struggle, not having that closure with my students, of having that first year be completed. I missed my students a lot, was able to do some video chats with them, and we were able to have some Google Meets and some Zoom calls, just check in, see how they were doing. And one of the things that I did at that time was I used to go like Facebook Live a lot and read children's stories. And that's something that I did every day. Since when we closed down, I wanted to read a story each day and kind of have like a mini morning meeting, not only with my class, but just with other students that were missing that. So I'd go Facebook Live on my Northern Nerd page and would just read children's stories, do our morning meeting, like some calendar time, some work with money, have a joke of the day, quote of the day, because that's how I typically run my morning meeting in my classroom. So that was something that I found joy in. And I just really, you know, it gave me my purpose during that time, because quarantine was long and it was hard. And if I didn't have something to keep me going, it was just me in my apartment. And yeah, I'd go for walks and stuff like that. But I missed that interaction with my students and different community members. So I tried to accelerate that process and make it a little more enjoyable by reading those children's stories. I read all of Harry Potter, and that was a lot of fun. And I know that the kids enjoyed it. So, but yeah, that was my first year of teaching in a nutshell. And now I want to share with you some of my favorite quotes from my rookie year of teaching. So we've reached the halfway point in our show, and I just want to give you this small reminder that if you're planning on traveling this summer, to make Hayward one of your destinations and the Northwoods of Wisconsin one of your destinations. There's plenty of things to do here, like we've previously talked about on the show, from different outdoor activities to different places that you'll eat at and different local small businesses that you'll shop at. There's plenty to do and explore here in the Northwoods of Wisconsin. So we hope you visit us sometime soon. And if you do, be sure to hit us up on either our Facebook page or our Instagram page at the Northern Nerd. And we'd be happy to maybe give you a little tour of the area and show you around and hang out for a bit. So we appreciate you listening to the show. And now let's get back to it. So during my first year of teaching, I used the hashtag #HesselRookieYear to kind of document the funny things that the kids said throughout the school year. And at the end of the year, I would be able to look back on it. And I've done this practice ever since then. So I've done #HesselRookieYear, #HesselSophomoreYear, and #HesselJuniorYear. Probably going to do it for senior year. And then after that, I mean, I plan on being a teacher for a long time, so I'm not sure how I'm going to create a hashtag after that. But that's something to worry about at a later point in time. But right now, I want to share with you some of my favorite quotes from my rookie year of teaching. So one day we were starting a new story in class, and I wanted to preview some of the vocab words that we were going to come across so the students knew them beforehand. And one of the words in the story was spoiled. And I asked my students, what was an example of something that is spoiled or is something that could spoil? And the student raised their hand and said this:
my sister.
And yes, that is the voice I will use for my students until the end of time, because it works for me. And I know it sounds like the gingerbread man in Shrek, but just go with it, okay? There was another time we were conducting our morning meeting, and I asked the students if they had anything they wanted to share. And a student raised their hand and said,
Mr. Hessel, I named a horse after you in my video game.
And I didn't really know how to reply, so I just said, thanks. There was this one time where we were in the computer lab, and I'm walking around, and the students are working on a typing program, and I hear one of my students yell, shift, really loud. And I originally thought they said the S word. So I said, what did you say? And she goes,
shift. Mr. Russell, I found shift key.
There was another time where we were at the lunch table, and I happened to sit with my students during lunchtime, and so do all the other second grade teachers. And I was sitting down at the end of the table eating my lunch, and I look down and I see about five students towards the end of the table. And one of them raises their chocolate milk and yells, cheers. And this is how I knew I was a teacher in Wisconsin at that moment, because they're all hitting their milk cartons together like they were at a bar where there was a bunch of like taxidermy on the wall and things like that. And yeah, yep, I came to the realization that I am a teacher in Wisconsin. There was this other time where I was having my students write letters to other students in different classes within the second grade hall, and kind of just creating a pen pal situation. And I was proofreading one of the letters, and what I meant to say was, can I borrow your pencil? But what I accidentally said was, can I borrow your dog? And all the students, and myself included, could not stop laughing for the rest of that chunk of time there. That was probably one of my worst Freudian slips that I've had while being a teacher. This next story takes place back in the computer lab. And I was having my students working on their typing program once again, and a student raised their hand, and I thought it had something to do with what it was that they were working on. And it turns out it did not. They raised their hand, and I came over and said, hey, what's up? What's going on? And she says,
I saw your spirit leave your body.
I said, what?
Oh, don't worry. It's back now.
And I didn't get much sleep that night, I'm going to be honest. So all throughout my adulthood so far, I've always wanted to grow a nice thick beard. And I haven't been quite able to do it. And my students noticed that I was trying to grow out a beard. And they said, one of my students said this one day. They go,
Mr. Essel, never stop growing your beard.
I said, well, why is that? I said,
well, if it's long enough, you can become a wizard.
I said, really?
He said, yeah, everybody knows that.
Turns out I was kind of in the dark on that. Maybe I could become Albus Dumbledore if I end up growing this beard out, but it doesn't look very promising. There's this one morning meeting that we were having where we were talking about what our house looked like the layout of our house and the size of our room, maybe compared to our parents' room or our brother's or sister's room and different things like that. And I shared with my students at the time that I was living by myself. I had this little apartment in town, and this was before I met my wife and things like that. And so I shared with them that I lived alone. And one of my students says,
Mr. Essel, is it lonely living by yourself?
And I said, yeah, you know what? It is sometimes. And then he gave me this advice or this recommendation.
Well, you should get a cat, like a jaguar, or maybe move to a farm.
Thanks. Thank you for that. And the last quote or story I want to share with you, and don't worry, I'll do more of this series because I got a lot of stories to share from not only my first year of teaching, but my sophomore year and my junior year of teaching. But this is a story from my first night ever of parent-teacher conferences. And so, you know, parent-teacher conferences are going pretty well and had everyone show up. And then I still had one slot where a family was going to show up at 6:40. Now, 6:40 is the last time slot, and most veteran teachers will be out of there by like 6:20 because they won't schedule anything for 6:40. Just giving you some tools and tricks to the trade here. But I had this family scheduled for 6:40, and it was about 6:45, and they still weren't there. And then 6:50 rolled around. I was thinking, all right, well, they're definitely not coming now. So I'm going to start cleaning up my stuff, getting ready to go home kind of thing. It's been a long day. And so I turn on my classroom speakers closing time as I'm kind of cleaning up. And I'm dancing around a little bit, going hard to the song, maybe singing a little bit because everybody else was practically gone at that point. So I was one of the only teachers remaining. And at about 6:55, mid-song, and the family that was supposed to meet me at 6:40 walks in, and I'm just jamming at closing time. And that'd be my first year of teaching. I'm like 24 years old, and I feel like a kid in the building anyways. And I was like, oh boy, I just messed up royally right here. But good news was that the family kind of got a kick out of it, and they understood why I was playing it. But don't recommend playing closing time after first night of parent-teacher conferences. And if you made it this far, thanks for tuning in to some of my stories from my rookie year of teaching. Again, I'm going to continue sharing these stories, not only from my first year, but also my second year, third year, and just sharing different things from my teaching career thus far. So thanks for tuning in, and have a great day. Thanks for tuning in to the latest episode of the Northern Nerd Podcast. Feel free to like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and subscribe to us on Apple Music and Spotify Music so you know when our latest episode of the Northern Nerd Podcast is coming out. That about does it for us, so continue to be kind to one another, and we'll see you around town.